Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate leaders on both sides of the aisle and White House officials all say they do believe they are ready to close a deal on a coronavirus economic stimulus package. Democrats have been complaining that the originally proposed plan gave too much money to corporations and not enough money to workers. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer referring to the bill as a slush fund that the administration could hand out to big business with no oversight. The president's top economic advisor Larry Kudlow says,
it's not a slush fund. Look, that will get money to small and medium-sized businesses, okay? It will also get money to key parts of the economy that are distressed.
The U.S. has cut $1 billion in aid to Afghanistan after a proposed peace plan with the Taliban there has failed. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Pentagon chief is reassuring Americans they're not going to be literally locked down during the pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is insisting that the mobilization of National Guard troops in three states is not a move toward martial law.
Our great National Guard troops are performing tasks such as supporting drive-through testing sites, conducting food delivery to protect vulnerable populations, and helping states plan and coordinate their local responses.
Esper speaking during a Pentagon briefing, National Guard troops have been deployed to New York, California, and Washington State.
A key Federal Reserve policymaker predicting the nation's unemployment rate could jump from historically low levels to 30% amid the coronavirus pandemic, but Fed Reserve Bank of St. Louis President James Bullard also says he expects the economy would rebound later this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
A key Federal Reserve policymaker predicting pretty bad things about the nation's economy. For one thing, James Bullard, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, says the unemployment rate could hit 30% this year as a result of the pandemic. And he says the economy could also see a 50% drop in gross domestic product in the second quarter of the year, but looking ahead, Bullard does say he would expect the economy to then start to rebound sometime later this year. Kent State University canceling the May 4th shooting commemoration because of the outbreak. University officials announcing that all 50th anniversary events have been canceled. A virtual program, though, is in the works so that the school can honor the four students who were shot and killed by National Guardsmen during a Vietnam War protest on campus back in 1970. And Amazon is trying to help keep kids entertained while they're in quarantine because of the pandemic. The company has made most of its kids' shows and movies free, from certain TBS shows to a list of nearly 100 family-friendly movies. To access all the free movies and shows, you just sign in with a valid Amazon account. And you can log on and check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for Michael Dougherty. Been a while. I think we haven't talked since last year, Michael.
No, I was playing a judicial, victim. I took about 7 months off of media.
Well, anyway, well, good to have you back. Michael is the president and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomical medical laboratory with a national client base. Specializes in analysis and diagnosis of blood, urine, and tissue specimens for cancers, microorganisms, and tumor markers. He has 15 years experience, probably more than that now, in diagnostic medicine, and author of the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. Well, I tell you, there's so much more we can talk about, but the main reason I wanted to bring you on was to get your analysis on, this possible breakthrough of these drugs that have been previously used for malaria that might be the bullet we need to get on the other side of this coronavirus, Mike.
Yeah, this is a clash of an internal clash sometimes with Trump thinking like a businessman versus the scientists that are so linear. You have to analyze the probability versus the severity of something, and they're walking around like this is an experiment and like, well, we have to know what the side effects are. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure this is all effective. And while that's true, in an emergency situation with drugs that are not new,
yes, right,
not new, I'm concerned that there's some unnecessary politicizing and slowing down of what these things can possibly do.
Well, some of the scientists, as you can imagine, egos get involved in everything else, and they want to question from the get-go, oh, this is just anecdotal. Well, that's not the case. I mean, what's happened in France is actually a controlled clinical study that took place wherein, I think it was something like 16 patients that they ran through this controlled study. And of course, right now, there is the issue of rapidity. You know, we've got to move quickly on this. And these scientists, led by Didier Raoult, if I'm saying that, Dr. Raoult, in France and his team, they reported that 100% of the patients that received a combination of HCQ and azithromycin tested negative and were virologically cured within 6 days of treatment. Now, we do have some anecdotal responses. I think there was a man in New York that says that he was, actually it was a Florida man. He said that he was healed with coronavirus, as the drug touted by Trump actually saved his life. And then there was another one, a female coronavirus patient, saying that she dodged a bullet, thank you very much, hydrochloroquine.
Well, what you have to do is just get right to what the downside is. Okay, so what is the physical reactive downside that they're so concerned of versus what do you have to lose?
Right.
I don't think the downside's that big here. The list of side effects are not that severe. And this is why I have a problem. This is why you have to have leadership. This is why we don't elect scientists to run Congress.
Yeah, right.
So we have a clash here of and everyone's flying blind right now. I mean, to give cut everyone some slack except maybe a Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
We're up here with the plane in the air trying to fix it. But when you're in those situations, you've got nothing to lose if
right.
you know this is not a brand new invented drug.
It's been around since the 50s, right? Something
yeah,
like that.
That's my problem with their slow walking this kind of stuff. Mm. It's cheap. It is been used a long time. We know what the downsides are. They're not that huge. What do we have to lose here?
Yeah, we got people dying. And I may have misspoke on hydroxychloroquine is the correct name, I believe.
Right, but I also want to keep in perspective that the number of people that get this aren't dying. So, because one of the other big problems is having been out shopping at Costco and the grocery stores the last couple days, some people really need to just relax a little bit here. If you are so wound up that you think you have to walk around in your hazmat suit, you need to not leave your house. But you also need to get some facts and perspective, because this frenzy stirring really is obnoxious, and it doesn't help anybody.
Well, my son was telling me last night, Dad, people are playing golf there by where he lives, and there's people, in their homes alongside the fairway yelling, "Why are you playing golf? What are you doing?" And it's like, but of course, this is California, so I don't know.
It's California where social distancing is. What I think that was 6 feet,
feet,
6 yards.
Yes, or 6,000 feet or whatever. No, it's just, and it's true. I mean, yes, I believe there is a sincere responsibility that all of us need to take. We can't be like a bunch of, knuckleheads on spring break, which the kids represented to us. And, of course, prior to that, Michael, if you remember the reports, they were saying, oh, it was only, the feeble and elderly and the whole deal. And actually, about that time, the numbers were coming in, and there were more, there were increasing numbers of millennial types being affected by the coronavirus. So, this thing, like you said, we're trying to fix the plane while it's in the air, and we're at the same time collecting data on the fly. Thank you very much, China. Or can we even mention China and the coronavirus in the first sentence anymore due to the PC police?
Well, I think people have got to be police or not for nothing but power. I mean, what intervening with the Senate. Everyone, there's no such thing as anything that the left won't exploit. And the left is splitting in two because the exploiters are in full force. And the scary part about them is they have no boundaries, none. Mm. And facts do not change anything with these people. Yeah, so let them consume themselves. Let them get their heads removed in the next election. Anyone that thinks anyone on the far left is for health care, all they have to do is go spend a day in San Francisco. Because you can't blame the Republicans for that.
Well, the other thing, too, Michael, is speaking of San Francisco, let's just go south about 8 hours into Los Angeles. And I was speaking with a doctor yesterday about this, and I said, man, you've got, something like 45% of the homelessness in the country right there. That is the epicenter. I am surprised that we're not hearing about some incredible outbreak of the coronavirus, because I can guarantee I doubt that the mayor of L.A. and Gavin Newsom is making sure that social distancing is taking place amongst the huddled masses of the homeless there.
No, and so this is where you have to observe what you're not being shown, and that's very subtle. Mm-hmm. And that is the press power is not lying, it's silencing. It's directing the spotlight. And anything that they can't blame, they're so in the bag for the Democrats. And this is what's really ticking off the American public right now, is that they will not even give an objective story. Instead, you know, Jake Tapper is running around saying, well, perhaps Trump shouldn't be handling this. Because these, by the way, virus chats where Trump is running these talks every day are making the left insane. I mean, they just can't. And this Trump derangement syndrome is absolutely damaging because they cover up story. They completely ignore the fact. They cannot suspend their contempt for the man.
Michael, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Michael Dougherty after this. Stay with us.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff. Thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank, more than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, live.
Abortion Independent, just the way you like to always hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with Michael Dougherty. He is the author and cyber expert here to talk about, you know, what everybody else is talking about, and that is the coronavirus. And, Michael, I agree with you. This Trump derangement syndrome, the us-against-them attitude, even though we see at times people coming out of their silos and supporting one another, that's encouraging. It reminds me of days gone by, and I'd wonder if we were ever going to see the unity that we saw for even a moment after 9/11. And at times we're starting to see this, but as you say, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Donna Brazile, I mean, the things that she was saying yesterday, I mean, come on, please. You're hyperventilating, and you're making a lot more of this than what it should be. I mean, they claim the president should not be talking about stuff, or that he's being irresponsible just because he's not talking the way they're talking. But what he's bringing to bear on this is some encouragement. And as you said, regarding the hydroxychloroquine and the other drugs, the malaria drugs that are out there that have been used back in, you know, since the 50s, the efficacy of these drugs is awesome. Now, whether or not they're, you can say that now you can include with malaria now the coronavirus in terms of efficacy, that is yet to be proven scientifically, but yet in some tests, these doctors in France are saying, well, hey, look, we did a trial study. This thing worked 100%. I mean, how many trial studies, Michael, are you aware of that a drug works 100%?
Well, that's the very point of this is why emergency means emergency, and a perfect world doesn't exist. And this is where scientists have a really hard time letting go to their analytical foundation, because they live in a bubble. And and the downside here, I just don't see. And so, you know, again, people are going to die, right? People die every day. This is not killing people in this massive percentage. So what is the downside here? I'm amazed by this. But what I'm really not amazed about is the reason we're not hearing that question asked is because the media infrastructure suppresses the information. 60 Minutes on Sunday had this, what I thought would be terrible. It was a terrible discussion about vaccines, because the public doesn't know what they don't know about medicine. And you have these, these anchors and these storytellers from 60 Minutes in the bag, 60 Minutes.
Right.
60 Minutes, you know, CBS that had chocked full of relatives of Obama administration members, knowing to just, focus, allow people's ignorance of vaccines and focus the story on a vaccine. Why aren't they focusing the story on this? A vaccine is not a cure, never will be a cure, and we're not going to see it till 2022, probably.
Well, especially when you're talking about a virus like a flu. I mean, there is some similarities. As one doctor explained to me, he said, Bill, you know, the last pandemic we had, the H1N1, which turned out to be a weak mutant, but a mutant nonetheless, and this is what the flu strain does. It mutates. And whether or not at the end of the day we'll discover that this is in that class, but it right now on the surface it would fit in that flu class as some sort of mutant. And it will take some more studying to finally determine that. But vaccines, even like to your point, fighting the flu with vaccines isn't the bullet either, because the flu is constantly mutating. And then, you know, to your earlier point, look at the numbers of people that die every year, you know, from the flu, and we're not even at that level yet. But we're unhinged right now over this because, thank you very much, the Chinese government. And again, I put it at the doorstep because I can't put it anywhere else. I mean, where else? Can you put it on the Russians? Can you put it on Kim Jong-un? Lebanon? Can you put it on Saudi Arabia? No, the plant is in, the laboratory is in Wuhan, China. And oh, by the way, are you aware that the administrator of health for France, it was her husband who contracted with the Chinese to build that lab years ago? I think it was in 2003 that he went over and built that lab. And so, I don't know, this is all, you know, interesting dynamics that can be considered, but I don't want to throw out another reason to go down another conspiratorial lane, because it's endless.
I mean, the thing is, because you've got Chinese people right now, Chinese leaders, tweeting out, gaslighting doubt that, oh, the flu was really bigger and more severe in the United States in December and January. So that was probably coronavirus. That's an utter and complete statistical factual lie.
Right.
But you see what they're doing right now. And here's the thing, folks. Most Americans don't know this playbook. They do not understand gaslighting, lying, silencing. It's not lying like telling false story. It is shedding false light, and it is smothering the truth. And in that, you can't see the invisible. It's not what Donna Brazile talks about. It's what her energy screams about and what she ignores.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're and then shame on Fox News for putting her on, quite frankly, and because she's a known liar. I don't know why we have to have a known liar on TV to create a debate.
Right.
But that is exactly what happens. And you've got these practiced liars. They're just there for point counterpoint at the expense of your health.
Exactly. And especially at this point when we really need the truth more than ever. And this is why, to your earlier point, Michael, and I appreciate so much what you're saying about this, is that America needs to wake up and wise up. Critical thinking is absolutely necessary right now. And understand, when you are in the realm of opinionating and being deluged by opinions as opposed to dead facts. I mean, this is why I think Dr. Fauci has gained some ground, and Dr. Birx and, Vice President Mike Pence team. But all that being said, and I know this is another one of your favorite topics here, is that we need to be careful, because we could be setting ourselves up, kind of what we did during the 07-08 financial crisis, is that we start looking to government to be the answer, and next thing you know, we've created and opened the door to a lot of unintended consequences.
Well, yeah, because the government's not here to save us. I mean, not if you let the left have control. They are sitting here looking at a bailout package, which is ironically what they live for.
Mm-hmm.
But since the Republican is the president, the Senate is run by Republicans, they're doing everything they can to screw it up, because they're going to lose their minds if Republicans get credit for a bailout, which I don't know what world I'm living in now anyway.
Right.
The Republicans are handling a fast and efficient emergency based on health care facts. This is not what the Democrats do. The Democrats hand out candy for power.
Right.
They don't hand out candy for any other reason. And that's why they're willing to exploit even this situation. Because to them, it's all about power.
Right. And they do this. They do this all the time. I mean, they are like the law of gravity. It is ever present. And, they cannot help themselves. You know, I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks. You open up the vault to the people's treasury, and they're in. They've got their bag runners running in there, grabbing, millions of dollars at a whack, and, let's make sure we take care of Planned Parenthood. Who else do we have that we gotta, who else do we need to help here while the vault is open, because trillions of dollars are gonna be flying out there, and we gotta make sure we get ours. And then you've got the buzzards of the Democratic Party flying overhead just waiting to see, okay, where is that money going? And, whether it's the Clinton Foundation, the Bidens or whatever, and they're gonna, you talk about following the money, Michael. They're going to follow the money.
Well, it's scary, because the legions of Americans that don't get this is what the left relies upon and consistently exploits. But what's scary is what it takes to change a far left person's mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough when you've got this going down. I mean, you are living in a cognitive dissonance.
Yes.
You actually buy the far left narrative. I mean, if you really, it's terrifying. About
yes.
A third of the country is just, I mean, California and Washington and New York, have they stopped to ask why there's so much disease there? Have they thought about that? Why is it beginning here?
Right. We got to leave it there. Michael Dougherty, President and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomical medical laboratory, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael. Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate leaders on both sides of the aisle and White House officials all say they do believe they are ready to close a deal on a coronavirus economic stimulus package. Democrats have been complaining that the originally proposed plan gave too much money to corporations and not enough money to workers. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, referring to the bill as a slush fund that the administration could hand out to big business with no oversight. The president's top economic advisor Larry Kudlow says,
it's not a slush fund. Look, that will get money to small and medium-sized businesses, okay? It will also get money to key parts of the economy that are distressed.
The U.S. has cut $1 billion in aid to Afghanistan after a proposed peace plan with the Taliban there has failed. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, given the option, huh? Hey, we always want to choose life, not only for ourselves, but for our family and our kids. Hey, thank you for joining us just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And we're going to be talking with Tim Graham here in just a moment. He's the executive editor of Newsbusters and the Media Research Center's director of media analysis, talking about this new study that they just published showing how China has been escaping scrutiny. Have you noticed, Tom? Well, Tim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good.
Well, we saw immediately how the mainstream media has circled their wagons around the WHO and China narrative propaganda that, hey, don't blame us. It's not our fault. We didn't do it. And if you identify the coronavirus with China, somehow you're being a racist.
Yeah. Well, I think this demonstrates the current atmosphere with the media, which is everything seems to begin with blaming the president for everything. And when the president basically suggests the blame belongs anywhere else, they rally to the defense of whoever Trump is attacking.
Yeah, no matter how ridiculous the conclusion is, right?
Well, I mean, I think in this particular case, you know, Rich Noyce sat down with all of these evening news shows and basically looked at see how often are the networks actually offering critical statements of the Chinese government. I mean, we know for the last 3 or 4 years, their basic percentage of negative statements about the president is about 90%. It just always averages out to about 90%.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And here, in looking at, you know, all the statements about coronavirus, we're finding less than 1% of these stories are offering topics that are unflattering to the Chinese government and how they handle this.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, it makes you wonder, at least it raises my suspicion, of how integrated the Chinese disinformation machine has become integrated into our news outlets, our institutions. I mean, I was reading the other day about the Confucius Institute, how they have indoctrinated kids in schools and causing them to become reorientated to the Chinese way of thinking in life.
Well, it reminds me of when I was a kid back in the 80s, and our social studies teacher would try to tell us that, you know, all countries are capitalist in one degree or another, so Cuba and China are like regulated capitalism, you know. And, of course, I'm 16, 17 years old fighting with the teacher at the time.
Yes.
But I think that the mentality that our media is trying to circulate is, yes, they have sort of this idea of what globalist, I guess would be a word you could use, global mm-hmm. wisdom is. So, of course, when you have a president who's a nationalist, it's very much at odds with this whole notion of what the European Union wants, that we need Paris climate accords, that we need an Iran missed arms deal, you know, all the things that they thought were fantastic in the Obama years. It's positively primordial to oppose. And, I think that this is the sort of thing that they're going to come at the coronavirus like they come at everything else, which is this is an opportunity to rip the president as endangering humanity, not just American humanity, the world humanity.
The world humanity, exactly. Well, I like what you've done here, how you notated in the weeks coronavirus took over the TV news agenda going back to January the 17th. And now the president started to get this on his radar in January. Of course, China knew about this probably, if the truth be known, probably back in November, that there was problems in River City. I think they'll admit to December, because shortly after there was, a release of information, the doctor who was sounding the alarm, that 34-year-old doctor, within weeks, he contracts the virus and dies. So we're going to teach the collective how they're to behave. There was another gentleman, very wealthy, who was involved in social media as much as you can be involved in social media in China, as restricted as it is. He's disappeared. And he was outspoken about, what was happening there. But it's interesting, again, the ratio seems to be consistent for the mainstream media, whether it is Trump or anything that could hurt Trump, anywhere 93-97% that can hurt the president. Boy, the mainstream media is all over. And it's no wonder that people are seeing them more and more as the fake news aficionados. You say that in the early weeks, the situation in China, out of 634 minutes of total coronavirus coverage, MRC and analysts found only 3 minutes, 14 seconds, less than 1%, discussed topics unflattering to the Chinese government. Boy, we had our heads in the sand here, did we not? Or at least the media did.
Look, the funny thing about this is that they would all try to say, the president wasn't warning about this in January. Well, what were we all fixating on in January and February?
Impeachment.
Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It's not exactly like they were sounding the alarm.
Right.
Look, part of the problem here is the game that they're playing here is, we obviously have a capable federal health establishment. Now, of course, the Centers for Disease Control doesn't always fight disease. They have the same problem that other government agencies have. They spend time on things like
political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they don't always do a fantastic job. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is this was being tracked by the federal health establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of things go on in the federal government below the level of the White House.
Right.
So, I mean, and then they want to attach whatever they think the White House did wrong. And it's like, look, no, the fact of the matter was, let's take, for example, that the president banned travel from China. Well, how did the media cover that? They covered it negatively.
Yes, exactly. It was racist. It was xenophobic. And now Dr. Fauci says that it was a brilliant move. Otherwise, yeah, we'd have been further exposed and in more dire straits. And so I don't know what their idea is in terms of immediate reaction. As soon as we understood the problem, I mean, the WHO was complicit with China in hiding the facts and, you know, giving us a false impression, telling us that it was going to be okay and that there wasn't a problem. And I think they were telling us that up until the first or second week of February, if I remember correctly.
Well, you know, as we were saying here in the piece, that, you know, China didn't admit that they had had human-to-human spread until January 20,
mm-hmm,
even though they, you know, the Lancet said there was direct evidence of human-to-human spread as early as January 2.
Right.
And so, I mean, but look, the fact of the matter is, again, is that we've had all this misinformation out of the media that Trump called coronavirus a hoax, which is not what he said. What he said was, they're going to use this issue to ruin me. And that's the hoax, just
exactly,
like collusion with the hoax.
Yes.
And there's just no question. When you watch, you can watch it any night of the week, the news media would try to insist that the president is failing to unite the country. Well, if the press refuses to unite the country, the press refuses to sound any note of patriotism here. The
exactly,
press just continues to suggest the president's bungling everything.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, besides the fake news, I think the president needs to reevaluate his fake relationship with President Xi. He wants to still be hopeful and refer to President Xi as a friend. Well, friends don't allow their citizens to die because of something that is their responsibility. And so perhaps the president, and I understand in the era of diplomacy and all the good hope and, you know, carrots that the president wants to offer to China and to their president, that relationship did not serve us well, did it?
You know, he always is probably too nice to communist dictators for our liking.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this especially so, and maybe it's getting down to the end, Tim, where we just say, look, at enough is enough, and maybe in that respect, the mainstream media is doing us a service by pointing that out, and maybe the president himself needs to do some soul-searching on that specific issue. He's executive editor of Newsbusters, the Media Research Center's director of media analysis, Tim Graham. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is sponsored by Hyundai. April is National Car Care Month. It reminds consumers that regular maintenance can improve the performance of their vehicle and save money. Hyundai is making this much easier for its owners by now offering 3 years of complimentary maintenance with the purchase or lease of a new 2020 model year Hyundai vehicle. The Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance Program includes oil and oil filter changes, plus tire rotation at normal intervals for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Barry Ratzlaff, Chief Customer Officer, Hyundai Motor America.
Hyundai has always been a company that listens to customers and strives to provide products and services that maximize value and simplify life. Building on the strong foundation of America's Best Warranty, Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance helps dealers ensure that our owners keep rolling with peace of mind.
The program is part of Hyundai's promise to create a better experience. For more, visit HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com. Again, that's HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
I'll tell you, this is what happens with these, these dissident musicians, they just play when they want to. They just show up whenever they feel like it. And, forget about timing. We're a national radio show. Everything works according to the last second. But no, not for Paul Simon. He's rhyming somewhere else and he decides to be, a couple seconds behind just to make sure I'm paying attention. As we introduce Al Parada, yes, the managing editor of Stream.org. Hey, Mr. Al, how are you, buddy?
Okay, how you doing?
Hey, hanging on there. I mean, I'm watching social distancing, a modified quarantine situation here in Florida. Not everything is totally shut down. Although the golf course I went to yesterday, where I normally hit golf balls to decompress, they decided to close the range.
Oh, really?
Because somehow everybody touches the golf balls or something.
Oh, okay. Please. I guess I wouldn't. Given where I usually spend, when I go golfing, where I usually spend out, in the woods.
Yes, right.
Fairway,
exactly.
I'd be perfectly safe going golfing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But it's interesting here, and I appreciate the president's perspective about wanting to get the engines of our economy back to work, because that in itself is medicine for everybody. Just in terms of having a better attitude. I mean, we saw what happened when, President Trump took over from Barack Obama. I mean, you talk about the malaise of the Carter days. I mean, that disease had spread and was distributed by the Obama administration, and our labor force was just shot. And then when President Trump came in and took the boot of Regulation Nation off their throats, look what happened. I mean, they gravitated to what they naturally do, and that is, they want to work, they want to provide for their family, they want to be productive, they want to, at the end of the day, feel like, I earned a living and I did my part, right?
Yeah, and that, and man, I don't, the job like the president has, and like Governor Cuomo, it's they have a tough call, because there is a point where, you know, I think Yale did a study about 20 years ago that showed that there's a mortality rate associated with unemployment rates or employment rates.
Right.
So there is a point where shutting down the economy would cost more lives than the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
But that takes finding out how what the mortality rate is with the coronavirus is, which is why the data is so important. But there's a line, and it's and I don't care who you are and how smart, how many graphs you look at and data you look at, it's going to be a judgment call. And this
exactly.
is going to pay for our leaders, you know, Democrat or Republican alike, because they're going to have to make a call.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's where we are right now. That's what the president is projecting to everybody, to say, look, there's going to be a call to be made here. And as he said, we don't want the cure to cost us more than the disease itself, in so many words. And that's where we are. I mean, and I'm not sure where that matrix is. I believe there is a window of opportunity, and something that the president, I got to tell you, I'll go with his instinct. I mean, he's watching this. He's talking and getting input from the Faucis and the Burks of the world and the rest of the people who are participating on this, you know, this special team being led by Vice President Pence. And it's not that the president doesn't understand, you know, to hear the media is like, oh, he's such a knucklehead. He doesn't even believe in science. I mean, where does that come from? What that statement has no basis whatsoever other than out of your own stupid thinking.
And that's where the date, and it is going to be, like you said, it is going to be tough on him and Cuomo, because there's a great, like, for example, and I usually don't plug the stream, which is stupid because I'm the managing editor. I should be plugging it all the time. Mm. There's a great article that came out from Jay Richards, statistician William Briggs, and a medical doctor, where they're looking at the numbers from a little bit of a different perspective.
Mm.
They're comparing the death rate, what would normally be the death rates in places, versus what we're seeing.
Right.
And it's a different way of looking at it. And it's a fascinating article, just went up on the stream. And it gives us some hope in terms of what's going on in Italy and other places.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's the bottom line of their report, Al?
The bottom line is it may be less deadly. The COVID, COVID-19 might be less deadly than we thought. That the numbers, when you compare the death rates normally versus what we're seeing in terms of total number of deaths, you're not seeing a dramatic spike. Compared to like the Spanish pandemic, where you go from a city might having normally 40 people dying a day, jumping to 400, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing, at least with the data we're seeing, we're not seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the political implications are massive here.
Yep.
Because you've got Nancy Pelosi holding up money that needs to be released immediately to provide liquidity for the everyday American. And, you know, the kind of stuff that they're putting into this, I mean, this is ridiculous. And I'm very disappointed. I don't know why, but I'm disappointed in James Clyburn, you know, for his statement that he's quoted on in looking at this opportunity, as the Democrats have done time and again with everything, is that once they see the vault doors open, man, they're there with their money bags, you know, to grab out of it whatever they can. And in this particular case, he said, look, this is a perfect time for us to restructure things to fit our vision. I mean, what does that mean? But that doesn't mean anything for the everyday American. Our vision is our vision, the progressive vision, the Marxist vision of the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah, you see that list of what's in Nancy Pelosi's bill, and you're seeing it's almost like AOC made a Christmas list. And
she gave it
to Nancy Pelosi, and Nancy Pelosi marched into the Senate chamber and said, "I want, I want, I want."
Mm-hmm.
And we had, I mean, I don't know if you were feeling, but look, it really felt like it's on Friday and Saturday that there was a bipartisan spirit.
Exactly.
I was just saying, we're getting close to this. We got this. This is good. And it really was feeling as if there was a new spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And yet then Nancy Pelosi goes in and blows it up.
Well,
why?
And that's why Mitch McConnell and the rest of the Republicans, Susan Collins, was so frustrated over all this, because you had you had bipartisan agreement. They said they were oh so close. Even Schumer said they were oh so close to finalizing this deal. And then Nancy Pelosi sweeps into town And, you know, the carpet's pulled out from everybody, and all of a sudden, the Democrats have amnesia, and they refer to the, oh, this was a Republican-only bill. This was only, you know, to satisfy the Republican interest. Well, wait a minute, you guys were in the room. I mean, from what I understood, it seemed to be a fair-minded negotiation, but then you can't help yourselves, which is something that we called out early. And I mentioned to Senator Scott in a meeting we had a couple of weeks ago, I said, what is this? I mean, you know, putting all this pork into an emergency bill that needs to address the needs of the American people, and you're allowing the Democrats to hijack this deal? This is not good. You guys got to find a backbone here somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, that caught me yesterday, too. It's one thing for Ted Cruz to be up there and being loud and, you know, yelling, you know, pounding the table, but she was mad, and she's the most moderate, but also
exactly
tempered lady, and yeah. she looked like she would have strangled Schumer,
right?
You know, and so unbelievable. Now, hopefully, I guess Schumer was saying earlier this morning that they're closer and getting close again. They're back on track a little bit. So, you know, we pray because we don't have time for this. We don't have time for these games. We don't have time to be dealing with you know, some of these stupid things that Pelosi's talking about. You know, like the
but unfortunately, some of it's going to be there though, Al. That's the thing. I mean, $35 million to the Kennedy Center. Like, what? All of a sudden, they're going to turn that into a remote mass unit or something? I don't think so.
Yeah, the Kennedy Center, hundreds of millions of dollars to corporate.
Well, I love this line. I tweeted out last night the line that they use: $200 billion in various domestic priorities. What a bunch of BS that is!
Yeah, and we don't have time for it. We don't.
Yeah, but see what happens, because we don't have time. The clock is running. Pressure is on. Mitch McConnell, the Republicans, and the president. Yeah, you know, here it is. Nancy Pelosi. I mean, I think you and I had this conversation before, is that, hey, we want Nancy Pelosi on our team. I mean, because she's kicking everybody's butt.
She's shrewd. She's a shrewd lady, but, you know, hopefully calmer, smarter hails. The Senate will put on their big boy pants. I mean, I heard somebody say last night, could you have imagined Harry Reid letting Nancy Pelosi dictate what happened if he was majority leader?
Oh, not even close.
You know, no. So Schumer's got to put his big boy pants on and get this done and for the American people, and then we'll fight it out in the election. You know?
Al, the problem is it's so exposed right now, and the way the Democrats, this is the shrewd play that Nancy Pelosi made, just like LBJ did when he threw a bunch of money into this so-called war on poverty. She threw the people's money. She opened up the vault and she threw the money at people and now raised the ante to $7,000 per family of four. Anything less than that now, it's going to be on the Republicans, like as if they're bad guys, just for the sake of them being responsible and saying, look, at $7,000 is too much money. We can't carry that, you know, in practical terms. So then it's going to be negotiated down, and Pelosi and the gang are going to say, well, you know, we had to, you know, our back was up against the wall and we had to hold our nose and go along with that reduced amount. But you don't forget, it was the Democrats that wanted to give you $7,000, right?
Yeah, but one advantage of the press conferences every day is we get to see who's doing what. So, you know,
hopefully America is watching.
Who's point?
Right? And taking notes, because look at, we keep electing these knuckleheads into play, and meanwhile our budget, our deficit, it goes to 23, looking at 24 trillion really quick now, right?
Yeah, and that's why we need to hopefully get the economy moving quick when we get to have the numbers
exactly
safe to do so.
I'm with you. He's the managing editor of stream.org. I can plug it, and happy to do so. Check it out for yourself. Al Parada right here. Thank you, Al. Take care, buddy. Have a great day. Be safe.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Anytime.